Amen. How do you do that? Okay. All right, Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for this opportunity to fellowship once again with like-minded believers, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for believers to be able to talk with. It's hard enough trying to talk to somebody that's not a believer, much less someone who thinks he's a believer and doesn't know. And Father, but when we come together in one accord, it's much easier, much better, and a whole lot quicker. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for all that you're going to accomplish tonight. And I thank you, Father, for saving all of our families. I thank you, Father, for placing it in our hearts to keep on praying for the things that you've asked us to pray for. I thank you, Lord, for revival. I thank you, Father, for getting this revival going in Jesus' name. And I ask and I pray, Father, that everyone in this group is walking in divine health. And that we have the secrets to divine health, and that's just believing and trusting you, Lord. Because we're new creations, and nothing should ever keep us from good health. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we praise you, and we thank you for all that you're going to do with us tonight. And we bind up any deceiving spirits from entering in. We bind up any witchcraft spirits trying to throw curses on us in Jesus' name. We cast them off. We bind them up from even talking any curses against us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the authority that you've given us. And I praise you, Father. I praise you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all things, Lord, and takes care of us too. And we praise you for your angels, Father, that does all the work for you. And we praise you for all that's accomplished tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Anybody else want to pray or got a prayer? Lord, I thank you for your protection upon Donald Trump, President Trump, and all of his family and all of his administration, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you have a shield of protection around each and every one of them. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you would give every one of them that are in these administrative positions wisdom and discernment into the things that they need to know and to run those offices in a very financial fair way. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, that there's not, they find all the mismanagement and straighten that up, and I praise you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for getting out the treasonous, seditionous people in the administration, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for your angels that are helping out, getting the immigration settled. Alien, the illegal aliens, getting them out of here, Lord, especially the Muslims, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Anybody else? Yeah, Julie.
Yeah, just to kind of add on to what you said too, Father, we thank you for bringing down the enemies, Lord, on all of these radical Antifa movements that are out there slandering and mocking and stirring up strife and faction and hate and all these things in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing them down, taking away all of their funds, all of their resources, and all of their tools, and shutting down their TikTok accounts, shutting down their YouTube accounts and whatever media platforms that they're using. And thank you, Lord, for delivering people from this demon. And because you got your people amongst them too, Lord, that they're going to repent. I pray for that grace, Father, and a spirit of repentance, that they would hear the truth and realize what they've been doing and be very apologetic and very remorseful for doing the things I've been doing and saying the things I've been saying and posting all this slander. And I thank you, Lord, for saving the elect among them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for taking away all of the deep state funds as we have prayed and give them to the poor. Lord, take
Amen.
back all their money, take away and give it to the poor and the people that they have been doing harm to, and all that that means, Lord, causing a damage, all the damage and destruction they've done to storefronts and just the cities and all these places where Antifa stir up riots and all these things and things I'm not even aware of. And I thank you, Lord, for doing more than we can ask or think regarding these things. And the angels are doing it, and they continue to do it until Antifa is no more. In Jesus' name, they are, what did Trump call them? A terrorist group. So I thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
They're part of this terrorist group and groups they're domestic terrorist groups. And Father, that the Constitution is supposed to be upheld and honored, and whether it's foreign or domestic terrorists and enemies, Lord, that they will be dealt with swiftly and justly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Patrick, go ahead.
Father, we thank you. The healing that you have brought upon our lives, Lord, and the truth of your word. We thank you that by your stripes we were healed in every area of our life and our body. We thank you for that. We praise you that your word stands strong, cannot be changed, and it is written in your word. It is written. And by your stripes we were healed. We just trust you for that and praise you for that and thank you for that. Lord, I would pray and join with my brothers and sisters related to this faction, this opposition to this Trump administration that is happening now, and it is widespread throughout all sectors of our society. But we thank you, Lord, that you raised up President Trump for such a time as this. You said through previous dreams that you are using Trump to give us time. And so, Lord, we do take that time. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening us, for encouraging us, and bringing us into that perfect place in Christ that we all desire to rest in with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. So we thank you for that, Lord. We stand against and resist these factions that are have one mind to divide and conquer. And we put down any division in the Trump administration that would be going against what you're doing in this administration now, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, I just ask, just as it come to mind, that you would bring about an awareness or a desire to clarify and delineate the specific areas of our economy that have exploded due to the influx of 20 million illegal people into the country in the last 4 years or 5 years. When it was the Biden administration, that you would allow them to start to weed out all of the areas where our social services are paying for these people that are either not paying taxes or not, or they are here illegally. I know that it is common practice that even if these people do not have health care, they simply go to the emergency room in any city and basically ring up a bill and walk out the door, and that's it. And these hospitals are required to service these people and to to help them. You can't turn them away. So, but somebody has to pay for that, and it's obviously coming through increased costs and everything else in society. Lord, I just pray that you would have those in the administration to identify the rental payments and everything that have exploded in all of the areas where we live, literally have doubled in the last 4 years, and just bring about this awareness and for the administration to start promoting and clarifying it and communicating these things to the public. Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, we just thank you for bringing down this deep state to the point where you see it's necessary, where you bring it down to a point and save those that are caught in the bounds of this this perversion, and bring them out and open up their eyes to the gospel. We thank you for it. And we just praise you, Lord, for the revival that is coming. I know that there's also coming with a revival is a certain amount of pressure, a certain amount of harsh reality coming upon it. But Lord, that is the very motivation that turns people's hearts toward you. We thank you for strength and wisdom. We ask you for grace and wisdom to cooperate with the Holy Spirit through this time, not only for those that you lead to us, but for our families and for all those that we touch. And so we thank you for it, Lord. We just bless you. We praise you that the victory is already won. It is finished. You said on the cross, and you've given us the command to overcome, even as you overcome, and the benefits and promises of your word that follow. And so we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You had a little distortion in your microphone. I don't know if it's because you were getting away from it or what. Okay. All right. Yeah, we can't. It's hard to understand you when we can't, when you're muted. I can't hardly read your lips. Yeah, your lips are going pretty quick too, and it's hard for me to keep up. Yeah. Yeah, do that.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
bug out and come back in.
Okay. All right, anyone else? Anybody else want to pray? Lord, I thank you for bringing all of our family members into the kingdom. Lord, I believe in household salvation. I'm believing for every one of my girls and all of their families. I'm believing for all of my sisters and brothers and their families in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for bringing them in. Amen. All right, Missy.
We've heard that there's more than four people that were planning this New Year's or New Year's Eve thing out in California. And plus there's other places that there's a tax being planned. I listened, skip through, read transcript or whatever, from one of Brandon's videos. There's Miami, Reno,
What is it about them?
terroristic
Oh,
attack,
okay.
even Nashville. I'm trying to remember where else. But Lord, you know where they are, and we just send forth the angels to get all the evidence on them and give it to the authorities. And if there's any attacks that the authorities are not going to be able to stop soon enough because they didn't get the information soon enough. We just send the angels to make sure, however that looks, to give the information to stop it, whatever, these attacks in these places, wherever they are, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and these people be brought to justice in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection, especially on the people and especially on your elect in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask you for your mercy and grace. And we thank you, Lord, that these attacks will not come to fruition in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Pat, go ahead.
Does that sound any better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, much better.
Thank you.
All right, anyone else? Yeah, Julie.
I'll just add on to what Missy prayed. Those were specific ones about this one organization group. I can't remember the name of it, but I saw it that where they caught four of them because they were able to intercede their plans or whatever. So, Father, I thank you for bringing down all of the deep state's plans, nefarious acts of violence, destruction, anarchy, lawlessness, 9/11 events, all of these things that are just spawned from the hate and just the Antichrist spirit, just hating America, hating for everything that it stands for, all of these leftist lunatics that have been programmed and, just received these lying spirits through all sources of media that they watch, the gaming, and just wanting to pollute their minds with violence and destruction and playing G.I. Joe and all these things that they want to do. But that's for real. And these are young teenagers and 20-year-olds, Lord, and they don't know what they're doing. They're only being used. And Lord, we pray for their souls. We pray for their salvation. And we also pray, God, that every plan be thwarted for any city where they're planning to do these things here and globally. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that they will all stumble and fall and get trapped in their own snares and devices, Lord. And just as this one group was found out because they made mistakes, and I speak that out there into the spirit realm. That these people will all make mistakes and get caught making their mistakes, and they'll be found out where and who and how many, and any bombs are diffused and whatever they have planned, Lord, that these things will not come to pass, and that I pray the protection, as Missy prayed, Lord, of all your elect globally, Lord. They want to go out, they're clueless, Lord. They just want to go out and celebrate the holidays and do what they normally would do on New Year's Eve and that kind of thing, and gather with in large groups, which are just an open opportunity for that kind of thing to happen. And we just bind all that and speak failure to it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for safety and protection on all of your elect and all of us, Lord, and wherever we are in our comings and goings, that we have Psalm 91, Passover. That you give your angels charge over us in all of our ways, and they guard us, they protect us. We are shielded and protected from evil, no matter what that may look like. We thank you in Jesus' name for doing this and more than we can ask or think. And we thank you, Lord, that you see all and you know all in your sovereignty, God, and your omnipotence and omnipresence. Omnipresence and did I get that right? Omnipotence and omnipresence? Yeah, I think I did. Lord, we bless you. We love you. We praise you. For taking care of us, Lord, taking care of all of us in Jesus' name. And you've got great plans for revival. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing that in
Amen.
quickly in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for revival. Praise God. All right. Anybody else? I cast down every attack that the enemy has that comes against any of this fellowship, from the outreach to the locals. I cast everything, I bind up the witches, the Satan, and all of the rest of them from doing anything that would harm anybody in this fellowship. And I thank you, Father, for your safety and your shield around each and every one of us. That's keeping us from those attacks from the enemy in Jesus' name. We cast down those that try to make it through as null and void in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. That's like that commercial. She goes one way and then she'll come back, go back the other way, you know. And All right. Anybody got anything else? Yeah, Patrick.
I noticed something I caught here. I think it was when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and if you remember the responses of some of the people that were, very jubilant and, happy, and joyful that that he was killed. And I, at that time, I realized, that is pure hatred. It's hatred in action. And the, I won't say interesting thing, but something to be aware of is that when this movie director, forgot his name already, it was just assassinated, I mean, just murdered here a couple of days ago, a week ago, Reiner and his
Oh, Rob
wife,
Ryan.
Rob Reiner. Of course, he's a, was a liberal, very liberal minded, and he hated Trump and everything. And then, of course, Trump, I think, ill-advisedly responded to that death in a n not a very wise way. But I realized, and I had a conversation with a one of my contractors at work, who is, I'm going to say, he's fairly conservative minded. And he came across with the same, oh, well, he deserved what he got, and this, and I s stand with Trump, and if he was going to voice that type of, and it was a very, it wasn't a radically angry, happy that that he was murdered type of thing, but it was still justifying that action. And the thing that I think the important thing to realize is that both of those reactions are motivated. The root is the same spirit of hatred and anger, and and hatred against the opposition. So that same spirit, of course, of hatred is what is using to divide our population, and really divide the world, shall we say. I mean, this isn't only just happening here in the United States. I'm sure Joe could, well, there's a lot of people, Andrew could tell us what's happening up there or whatever, but there's the sides, the opposing sides are getting more and more distinct, and there's more and more emotion, and it's all based in hatred of the other side, whatever that other side is perceived to be. But I think the thing that it hit me is that it's the same one spirit of hatred, attacking both perspectives, and to create that divisive divide. And it's if you're in a place where you are justifying it for any particular reason, no matter who it is, I think it's important just to realize that's the same spirit. There's no difference. It's a spirit of hatred. It's a spirit of the devil. And so I just I'm sure everybody's dealt with feelings and this and that and things that come up, but I think it's in important. And so what does the Lord give us? Forgive everybody, forgive, and forgiveness and mercy and love and that love which overcomes all. So anyway, I guess I don't really want to elaborate any more of it other than just to make the observation clear that it is the same spirit motivating, say, both sides. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, your truth. I thank you for your love for us and setting us free, translating us out of that kingdom of darkness and hatred and vicious attacks, and have brought us into your kingdom of love, of faith and confidence and patience and mercy and strength to stand. Lord, you still call us to resist the devil, and he will flee from us in whatever way that means. But I don't know. I don't think I can remember any place in your word that tells us to hate the devil. And I don't know. I have to think about that for a little while. But hatred is not us. It is not what you have given us. You have given us love, faith, trust, and that we will exercise the authority that you've given us to trust in your supply and establish this dominion of yours in this earth today, Lord. And it will be done without hatred, but without hatred for our fellow man, but it will be done in a spirit of love and confidence and trust, and trusting you to overcome in us through your word. And so, Lord, I'm kind of mixed up tonight in my thoughts and in my prayers, but I know that there's a section of Christianity today that seems, I'm going to say, militant to the point of raising up arms. But you, Lord, you've showed us that your way, that the ways that we have to work out in you are not have nothing to do with guns and arms and bullets. The weapons of our warfare are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds and setting the captives free. And so, Lord, we just ask you to open up our eyes, give us faith, give us strength, and give us wisdom to apply your weapons of your warfare in this battle that we're in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, you've given us you've given us all the weapons we need, and I thank you for that, Lord. That we all we have to do is utilize them, bring them out of their scabbards. Amen. Anybody else? Good prayer. Thanks, Pat. All right. Somebody had a word that they wanted to discuss tonight. Amen. All right. I see what you're putting in there. All right. Judy, did you have something that you wanted to discuss tonight? You'd like to put it
Oh,
up
I
there on
don't know.
the chat.
Yeah, I can maybe do that. I ran it by Michael earlier because I just didn't know. And it's kind of a short
Yeah.
notice thing. I said, what was Jesus saying about these parallels? What did fasting have to do with the new and old garments and the wineskins? And the text is Matthew 9. 14 through 17. Matthew 9:14 through 17. I don't know if
Somebody
somebody
want to put that in the
wants to read it or not, but because the
chat.
disciples of John the Baptist, they came to Jesus and they asked, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but thy disciples fast not?" And Jesus said unto them, "Can the sons of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they will fast." And then verse 16, he goes on, "And no man putteth a piece of undressed cloth upon an old garment, for that which should fill it up taketh from the garment."